What are your thoughts about dual agency representing both the buyer and the seller?
Well, you know, we can do it at Coldwell Banker. There's no law against it. But again, I feel the problem is not so much in the selling, but, you know, I have no one then to fall back on to say, oh, gee, what about this item in the home inspection? What about that? You know, and I think it just gives the seller a sense if you're just working for the seller, and then you can designate an agent to be the buyer's agent for that person. And, you know, I think that works better. You know, I have done it, but it's like you're teeter-tottering the whole time.
Yeah, I'm sure it can be a really challenging thing. It's like walking a tightrope because you have to represent the interests of both parties to the best of your ability, which is very, very difficult to do.
It is. And they have to, you know, both parties have to agree to it. So that's the other thing. So, and I try to explain that at the listing agent side, you know, when I'm sitting down with them, would they be interested in doing that, you know? And some say I'd be okay, and others would feel more comfortable with having a designated agent.
Yeah, it's, in my personal opinion, I like when there's two agents involved. Right. I just think that everybody, it's not that we all argue during the process and everybody has to go into their separate corners, but it's good to have someone in your side that's going to be able to be a medium to talk to the other side and the other parties.
Right. That's what I like, you know. It's just, it's a buffer.
I agree.